I would hope that Skansen would be responsible enough to see this as a way they could help and a small gesture, figure out a way of assistance. But if they're unwilling to do that, I think DOT should step in at some point and then seek damage back from Skanska. I mean, if they're going to play that way, it's unfortunate. We wish they would be more proactive. I think it would be a better strategy for the overall public.
Yeah, I think we all wish Skanska would do better. That was the mayor talking during his press conference on Monday, which I did not realize was going to be in person. So I'm at home trying to log into the press conference. Where's the link? Where's the link? Oh, I didn't read that email very well. So you had just the one poor Jeremy from In Weekly was there, and all the rest of us were watching online. But Mr. Mayor Grover Robinson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, happy to be here. We thought after the hurricane that maybe we could come back and do one in person. It'd be good to see everybody. But anyways, Jeremy was the only one that showed up.
I know. I would have been there had I read the email properly, which I obviously did not do. But anyway, so where are we? Do we know anything more about FDOT, the bridges, the ferries, Skanska, or is it pretty much that last meeting before the press conference that was the last thing that happened?
I mean, at this point, we have not heard anything. We are obviously, our effort is all focused on trying to prepare ferries and landings in the event something does happen. But at the end of the day, we don't control, and we certainly won't control Skanska or anything else on the bridge. It's not our project. So from those standpoints, we're more in a let's work and hopefully find a way that they'll participate with us. Like I said before, Gulfway shouldn't be having to pay for they shouldn't have to pay for the $400,000 on that additional pier. We need it. It needs to get done so we can connect the communities. I mean, FDOT needs to help move it fast, but you know they ought to get paid back by Skanska. That ought to be something that Skanska pays for.
Yeah, no, I fully agreed about that. Last week, the Citizens Police Advisory Committee met. They made a couple of recommendations. I don't know if they count yet as official recommendations, but they wanted to have the basically these are all going to cost money, okay? Because we talked to Tommy Leiter about this. These are all going to cost money, but having the TIPS folks on location, trauma-informed policing. And there was another one, CTI, I think was the acronym for it. Budget's already been set, but if things cost money to make for the policing recommendations that the Citizens Police Advisory Committee is asking for, how would that happen if it were going to happen now the budget's been set?
Well, I mean, we will evaluate them. We'll always set up the next year's budget. We can always adjust or do whatever. But, we'll have to see where we are and what's going to happen, how everything fits in. I think those are ideas that the administration and the council will have to look at and weigh things and then move forward. I mean, I think that's what we're looking for, suggestions. We're trying to figure out what's going to happen and what's better off for the people and how we do that and balance everything else that we're doing. So there's a lot of things that go into it. But, I think we're very happy to get this year's budget passed, get it done, had a unanimous decision and took 30 minutes. I mean, so, I think we're working very hard to create things that make our community better, make our departments better, and really address things in all seven districts, and we're continuing to do that.
Where are we at on debris collection? I know these numbers that keep coming out are amazing. I mean, I drive past the facility on 12th fairly periodically because my son's dual enrolled at PSC, and we go over there and play tennis and stuff. But anyway, I see the pile. It's enormous at the airport. How much have we collected so far?
There's one just as big at the port. We've done almost 350,000 cubic yards. We are just shy of that. That's what we estimated. I think, and the other day, John Pittman and I drove around, and he told me we're going to go over that. I think part of that problem is we've done a lot of cut. We've done a lot of pickup, and then immediately people bring stuff back out there, new mm-hmm. stuff out there. And you can tell it's new stuff because it's no longer brown. It's green. A lot of people wanted to cut trees that were leaning or they've just gotten to.
Our tree service just came out the other day because it had taken them all that long to get to us to cut one that was leaning and threatening the house. So, yeah, I mean, people are still dealing with this.
So, absolutely. So we are going to do a second pass. We expect this week to be first done with the first pass at everyone in the city. We will start beginning the process of second pass. They're going to be here for probably about another 4 weeks, still collecting. But we're also what I've also seen them doing is picking up more C&D. Mm. We kind of focused on the debris, but we're now doing also picking up the construction demolition stuff. So we're picking up that as well. We really were focused strictly on debris when we started, because everybody had debris, and we wanted to get that picked up. And now we're really focused more on that construction and demolition that's been left out there for some people. Again, not every home seemed to have it. We had a lot of homes that did have it, but not every home had it. We're getting more picked up. So, you know, I think those things we're starting to – we should be finishing up, like I said, everybody's first pass, and we'll get the second pass. Talking with John, he thinks we'll be closer to 500,000 cubic yards by the time we finish. So that's about another 150.
Wow, that's a lot. And I know Gulf Breeze just did their third pass on Monday, and I assume you're going to put out a note and be sure to warn everybody before that final pass comes through that if there's anything else they need to get out there, they'll have a chance to do that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would tell your listeners right now, think about probably another 4 weeks. That's what we expect.
Okay.
Probably is what it's going to be somewhere there. Mid-November, we think we'll be finishing up. So if you could, if you have stuff out there, get it to the street, and we'll be picking it up.
Mr. Mayor, this week Pensacola had a historic first Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. Instead of Columbus Day, put the five flags of the various tribes up at City Hall, equal height to the American flag on the five flag poles, plus one below because there wasn't room for six, obviously. I'm torn on this, right? On the one hand, I see the value of recognizing the history. On the other hand, the language that Sean Lanezzo, the artist who suggested this, used in his presentation on Monday was, you know, colonizer, oppressor, that these people were harmed. And if you go down that road far enough, it starts to sound like obligation to do something to remedy that in the past. Can you maybe clarify, like, what was the purpose of this, and what the city does this affect what the city does going forward beyond just having a day memorializing it?
Well, I think some of the things Sean, though, has not been somebody that said, Sean's the one that said, hey, we're not saying take down the Jackson statue, we're saying put up the other statue,
and I like that idea,
and leave the conversation. So, you know, I mean, I think from that standpoint, I think the questions were, you know, the fact that we haven't recognized, we tend to say history starts when European starts, and clearly mm-hmm. there was history here pre-European, and from our standpoint, that's what we should be celebrating as well. We said we need to tell everybody's stories, so if we're going to do that, we need to also tell the story of the people that were in Pensacola before it became a European settlement, and so I think that's what we're looking to do today. Now again, the city of Pensacola is not getting rid of Columbus Day, so if whatever you want to celebrate, you're welcome to celebrate. But, you know, I think it was a chance to give people who want to recognize there was history here before Europeans. And clearly, I think that's a very clear fact. And we have those descendants of those people still here. We need to recognize and tell that story. And so that's what we were trying to do. The other day, and you know, Sean had come to us and asked us. He said, "Well, you know, it's, we always talk about five flags. When we fly the five flags, sort of the recognized tribes of the Southeast." And so I said, "Hey, it was clearly probably in Pensacola the only one that we really have is the Creek were here, but certainly there are the other four tribes. They're probably descendants of those tribes." In Escambia County at some point. So we thought, you know, it was probably the right thing to do for a day and do that recognition. It was very well appreciated. The Porch Creek came down here on Friday to get us some of the flags, and we really appreciated that, and they seemed to indicate and appreciate what was there as well. From Sean's comments, he wasn't really going to say anything, and then sort of something that, yeah, that part, I think most of his comments were in the right place, but I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that was totally where he's going. I think it was more the fact that we have not recognized the history of those who came before Europeans, and they were just as much history. So I think that was a clear communication in what we were trying to do yesterday and recognize the individuals that were here.
And hey, bringing more awareness of more history, bringing more people into the fold and recognizing them, I have no problem with all of that. It's more a question of, you know, what then become the eventual entailments of that or the obligations of that. Mr. Mayor Grover Robinson in the city of Pensacola, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much for the time this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, you take care. Thank you.